As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshay, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I want to just let you know I'm sorry for not being here yesterday. Something came up, and it kept me from doing what it is that I enjoy most. Now that I'm starting what I call my second phase of life, my show offers me the opportunity to do what I enjoy and do what I think needs to be done in regards to bringing to light what many of the opinions of people are throughout our country. A lot of times our mainstream media truly doesn't give ordinary Americans the opportunity to share their thoughts. And I want to make sure that my show is always a place that the average American can come, call into the show, and get an opportunity for their voice to be heard without interference. It's important that we can get to be speak in a fashion that is not filtered. And when we have something very meaningful and honest to say, we need an outlet to allow us to say that. And right now I am at a point that I need to say everything that's on my heart when it comes to America and the things that I see America doing. And I have to be honest with you, I'm very bewildered at the direction we're going and how easy it seems for Americans to embrace this direction. I'm going to take a break right now so that we can allow those who normally call in a chance to call in and be a part of our discussion. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It is important to me that all of you understand that this is what I consider my second phase of life. And I'm looking to provide a platform or be a part of a platform that allows people who normally don't get their voices heard to have a place that they can always come to make sure that their voice is heard 7 days a week. We're bombarded by what other people think and the direction other people believe our country should go in. And up until this point, we never had a place we could go so that we could share what we thought should be the direction of our country. And as believers, and I want you to know that I am truly a believer, I believe there's a God. I believe in Christianity. And I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And it requires me to live my life in a certain way. Some of those things I am very successful at doing, and others I need some assistance. And I believe that all of us who are believers find ourselves trying to navigate our way through our life journey. And I want to be a part of the solution, not only for myself, but for those around me who are seeking a way to live their lives as positively as they can. And I want to be able to encourage not only the people who think like me and who embrace the same roads that I'm traveling, but I also want to be an encouragement to those who may be off the path, who are seeking for someone to tell them how to get on the path or get back to the path. And I want to believe that all of us may stray, but ultimately want to live our lives according to the universal rules of life that have been a part of our existence from the very beginning. And I want to thank those who continually support me and support Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And that's one of the reasons why it's important for me as a host to give opportunities to those who support me to give me guidance and direction as I try to navigate this show through this maze. You know, I was talking to a neighbor today, and he told me, he said that he thought what has taken place as far as Donald Trump winning public office was done because it falls in the plan of our Creator. And that we right now don't know why this falls into that plan. And I have to tell you that it is difficult for me as a believer to understand or know, but I know that my God's understanding is far beyond my own. So I deal with the issues that are right at hand, not knowing what the outcome will finally be. And so with that said, sometimes you need people to can see beyond the daily buffoonery that is happening in our real world as we speak, who see beyond the daily buffoonery and are able to go to another level to seek comfort. And so I'm surrounded by those kinds of people, and I appreciate them. And I call on them to help me because I know at any given time they know what to say, when to say, and how to say it to keep us heading in the right direction. And I know who my allies are. See, I have, you know, I have the Fantastic Four is a part of my support group. And then I have Dee, who is a part of my support group. And Dee has just came at the right time. You know how they're always talking about God is never late and Jesus is never late. He's always right on time. And Dee has always been right on time because though we've lived or had different experiences, I feel comfort with who he is and what he believes in order to know that he's going to say and do the right thing in order to keep us relevant. And Andre, who I've known for a while, has a foundation that is not going to allow her to be moved too far beyond her belief as a Christian. Although she can give you insight and interpretation about how she feels about the daily events that take place, she is always going to be able to put those things into context related to her Christian beliefs. And I am just so amazed about her ability, her and Kathy's ability, to put a bright face on a dark situation. And there's Joyce, who's not with us yet, who is able to be real beyond the normal, even though she has a foundation as a Christian and believes in her faith. She's able to put a reality on the day's event and share with you her raw feelings and emotions related to how the day, related to the present day event. And Kathy, who's not here as well, is one of those people who is able to give you her raw emotions, but again, her foundation, her new foundation in Christ, and her love for the world and her love for humanity won't allow her to dwell in the darkness. And then there's Regina, who isn't here, but hopefully all three of them will call in before the end of the show. Regina is also a person who can share with you her raw emotions related to the present. But her foundation as a believer always makes her want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And note that because of her efforts, that the light, she will one day be able to experience that true light. Now, after describing those who are my arch supporters, I have somewhat of a difficult time describing myself. I believe that love and right will win out in the end. But sometimes through life, we have to suffer through dealing with the masses selecting the wrong direction. And we have to be prepared to rub in their face their decision to accept the wrong direction. And I take some enjoyment in rubbing it in what I call the face of white America. Now, understand, I have a true love and an affection for all Americans. And I want America to prosper for all of us. But I will share with you when I see America going in the wrong direction because white America chose to select Donald Trump it's important for me to call a spade a spade and not allow them to bask in his present state of being our president without making sure that I throw dirt into the tub that they bathe in. And so it's important for me to say that I am going to take opportunity to share some time with Audrey, who suggested something to me, and I wasn't here yesterday, because we do need someone to pray over the situation that we find ourselves in, despite the anger that might be created in our hearts. And I have to be honest with you, anger is created in my heart. See, one of the things about being a writer that I have to do, I have to be able to describe what it is that I'm feeling. I have to be able to allow my words to correctly express where I am at this present time. And we're going to have enough time to do that after we allow Audrey and all my other supporters who want to be able to share their thoughts, their prayerful thoughts with the audience and with our team. See, we have to go there sometimes because we know that in the midst of darkness, those who were before us did the same thing. And so, though our darkness right now may be different, we have to have the opportunity to go in prayer and share our hearts and our beliefs and our destiny with the one person we know can allow us to overcome. So I'm going to open this opportunity up to all of my supporters. Right now we have Dee on the line, we have Audrey on the line, and we have Joyce on the line. And hopefully we'll get Regina and Kathy before we relinquish this part of our show. So, Audrey, I'm going to let you start. I know I may have caught you off guard because we had a conversation earlier. And, we talked about what the show could have been about yesterday on that special day. But I'm here today, and so I think it's important for me to, again, listen to those who support me and have this special opportunity. So, Audrey, go ahead.
Well, thank you, James, and fantastic Friday to everyone. And I know Joyce joined a little late and Dee did too, and I wish they would have heard how you provided accolades to all of us. And I want to thank you for doing that. Regina was included as well as Kathy, and we have connected. And James, we are just proud of you, and the reason I think that we are so supportive is because we believe in you, and we just support your passion and your commitment to, again, letting anyone have their voices heard. And it's so important that people's voice was heard. But, again, thank you for just describing how you feel about each of us. And I know that we all appreciate you in our own unique way. And what I had suggested, Joyce and Dee, on yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. And we talk on this station, the title is Love, Thoughts, and Reflection. And we talk about love, we talk about relationships, we talk about our thoughts as it relates to politics and what's going on in the country as it relates to our society and some of the choices that be made. And then we reflect often on things that have impacted us in our life growing up and what we can do to help our future as young people are growing up. So I was asking James if on yesterday we could have just taken a moment to just, first of all, just praise testify or share a song or whatever it is, because sometimes we have to just pause for a moment in the midst of and give praise and glory for what is to come. And we all are believers. All of us have come through different experiences who have and which have entitled us to be where we are now in this journey. We are not where we want to be, but we continue to strive and we give thanks and praise. So I just wanted to start, and I would ask, as James rotate around the phone, just like he called on us for topics and responses, if we could just share, whether it's a testimony, whether it's a prayer, whether it's scripture, just come in your own way. And I think we have plenty in which we can praise about or report about or just share encouragement. Just let this just be a day of encouragement. I know many people are celebrating today, Cinco de Mayo, and there's just so many things that we can always celebrate. I'm one that can celebrate anything, anytime, anywhere. But I just wanted to thank you, James, for giving this opportunity. And I just ask that we just come together. And first of all, I just want to thank God for being God. I thank God for allowing me to know him as God. He put me in a family in which I was given the opportunity to be raised with a good Christian, strong foundation. But in my adult life, I'm really coming to understand the real value of having a personal relationship with God. So we have to first stop and first and foremost give praise to God, for he is so worthy. He is an all-knowing God. He's an all-powerful God, but yet he's one that forgives us of our sins, and he gives us grace, he gives us mercy, he gives us love. And, Lord, we just ask right now, in as we come together in unity, you said in your word, where two or more are gathered, then you're in the midst, and you're in the midst as we praise you, as we thank you. But we pray right now, Lord, for our leadership across this country, Lord, across the world. We ask that no matter how things appear, that, Lord, we know that you're in control, and anything that you allow to happen, you can correct it, because we know that you're able, Lord. So we just ask that you continue to touch hearts in a manner in which decisions are made such that people that are striving, and even those that can't even help themselves, Lord, that we can be the type of people that give and share and help one another as we travel through this journey. Lord, I also ask that you continue to anoint our families, Lord. We ask that you put a covering on the men of our household, Lord. We ask that you just give them the strength and the courage, first of all, to know you for who you are, and you are God. And then that woman, Lord, we ask that you mount her up and again, let her just turn to you in all things, Lord. We thank you for the health of our families, Lord. We thank you. We know that health is this vessel that you created for us to be used according to your purpose. So we thank you for health. We thank you, Lord, for even financial blessings, Lord. We thank you for prosperity that goes beyond financial blessings, Lord. We thank you for joy. We thank you for love. We thank you for even caring for us. We thank you, Lord, even for giving us the right to have eternal life with you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask that you just intervene and touch. And to you, we'll always give you the glory, we'll give you the praise and the honor, not of ourselves, but because of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And in that, I can say amen.
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 I just want to share with those of you who have never met me and who have selected or decided to enjoy my show as often as you possibly can, and know my complete reasoning for wanting to be a part of this kind of outlet. I am a firm believer in that people need to have an open circle of life. My circle of life is open because I want to be a positive or have a positive effect on all those who cross my path. And when you have a closed circle of life, you are not being able to be affected by those who can encourage you and keep you on the right path. Your closed circle does not allow you to invite people in who may need your assistance in finding their proper direction. And so, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection allows me to have a bigger circle of life than I could ever possibly have living in Orlando, because living in Orlando has not allowed me to reach from coast to coast. But I have to tell you, even though there are people who I met outside of this radio show, like Cassie, who came to Orlando to visit and who now will be a lifelong friend because of that connection we made here in Orlando. And people like Joyce, who I wouldn't have met if not for the fact of the friendship that Audrey and I have, and to meet her and feel the spirit that she brings to the table, and again, her ability to just tell it like it is, just along with her faith, shows you how true she is to the way she's living and the fruit that she's bear. You know, a lot of times people talk about, you know, see people through the fruit that they bear. And Joyce has lived her life in a way that has allowed her to have a lot of good fruit. And so when she's able to talk to us, she talks and tells us things that are real for her that we need to listen to so that we can incorporate those things in our lives. Now, Joyce and I are sometimes at odds, but I know she comes from a place where she truly believes that her feelings are what are best for not only herself, but for our country. You know, part of being on our show is that you got to think about things beyond yourself. And Joyce truly thinks about and cares about things beyond her small area she was born in Mississippi. So, you know, you can be bigger than the place you come from. And all of us who are from the South know there's more to life than just where we were born and raised. And we've moved away from that time to another time and place, and we're trying to make the best of this time and place. So, Joyce, I want to give you an opportunity to share your thoughts in any format that you wish. I've been telling people, you know, I'm frustrated with where we are as a nation based on our politics. I come to the table every day wanting to yell and scream, but knowing that our lives can't be filled with just one aspect of living. So, Joyce, what do you want to share with us today?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank and say hello to everyone, and I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to express myself, because I have used your show and I've started being on your show, and it has been what they call good therapy for me. I have gone through it in a strenuous ordeal for the last 4 years, and I'm just so grateful that I've had your show to listen to other point of views and to express my point of views to let me know that God has sent me on the right track. Now, my growth for the last 4 years has really, really placed me closer to and trusting God, my faith, because this is where your faith come in, as when you go through trials, tribulation, and struggle. So I'm so grateful that what I know and listen to with the news that you allow me to get my point of views, and I know sometimes we are at an art, but what I try to do and express myself is not only for me. What I'm looking out for is try to express and teach our young people. I'm from the old school, like Dee and a couple of other of us that can give you a different point of view. But a lot of times, you know, listen, and I just ask for you to accept all point of views. And this way you can take a little bit from everybody, and this is how you grow. I've actually grown from your show just by listening to the fabulous 4 plus 1, which is D, and all the other guests. Speakers. It's just so wonderful to have your show, and I'm just so grateful, and I thank you for allowing me to have a mouthpiece on occasion. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing to me, you know, the connection we've made in this short period of time. And again, you know, sometimes the pieces have not come as fast as I would like, but they've come when they needed to come. And be a part of the show and propel us to a different level. And I know as we continue, our level is going to get higher and higher, but the foundation has to be solid. You know, sometimes we want to move faster than the foundation can handle. But right now we have a foundation which is solid and can withstand what is going to take place as we move forward. And, Dee, I want to tell you that you are a cornerstone of that foundation and that you and I have to remain strong in the midst of the Fantastic Four, because we know that a lot of times they're going to come together, and a few times you went along with them. I respect that and appreciate that. And so I want to give you this opportunity to get on your soapbox and share with us anything that's on your heart right now.
Gosh, man. Hello, everybody. And gosh dang, you almost got me in tears, man. I'm feeling a little misty over here. But I got to tell you, your show, and we just got to go down the road here. Your show is actually like none other. And I don't know if you realize that, but I've listened to a lot of radio talk shows for the past 25 years. And your show is like none other. You can go on anybody's show, any other podcast if you want to call it that, and they don't have any order. They ramble and they talk over one another. And here on your show, people, we respectfully wait in line to our turn, and that means a lot. That way the point can be heard and be given. And I just really love that about your show. Secondly, about your show, and Audrey and Joyce, they both said it, and I'm going to say it still. I can't find, even in live conversation, persons who want to talk about real and personal issues. From my findings, don't nobody care. They don't care about real stuff. They don't care about what's really going on in the world. They don't care about real social issues. They don't care about how to fix issues. They don't care about having real conversation. It's hard to find. I mean, even the people that's closest to me are not interested. Now, that being said, one thing that I've learned in my life, and I have to attribute this to the world of Narcotics Anonymous, it gave me the understanding on how to accept things. And with that understanding, I find so much peace in my life. Having said that, here we go with what the airtime, and I promise to be short. Your neighbor that you talked to today, or whenever it was that you talked to him, that guy, or whoever he was a godsend to you. Because I came on your show, and I'm looking for any props, but it's just my level of understanding. And that's what we have on your show, a different level of understanding. I've said that we have been preparing for what we're going through all our lives in Sunday school and in church. Whether or not we've really been paying attention or not is another issue. But the thing that's been missing in our teaching in Sunday school and church, and I've had this problem with clergy here lately, is how to direct and hold one's hand and get them prepared in a way of accepting whatever it is and understanding that God is not me. God is not Santa Claus. God don't give us what we want. He give us what we need if it be his will. That's always left out in the long run. What us having to understand and accepting what his will is. Back to your neighbor. You know, I want to pose this question, and I think the question will answer itself. Here it goes. If by chance we are blessed enough to dodge this bullet with the entanglement with North Korea and everything else and Donald Trump and all, if we are blessed enough to dodge this bullet, will white America and even black America and anybody else, will they change? Will black America, will police stop shooting blacks for no reason? Will anybody really be jarred well enough to where they change? See, it's going to take something almost catastrophic. That's what brought me into the room, the Not-Covered Anonymous. That's what prompted anybody to change in the first place. You really have to get the skin scrubbed off your butt in order to change. Otherwise, it is totally lip service. And so I think, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I think this world is due for an enema. And if it's God's will, part of his plan, to put the players in place to where the prophecy will be fulfilled, then that's what we should have been trying to understand since the first day in Sunday school. And so this world has been just lent to us. We have been long this earth. But you can tell in that time, for the second time, since the Great Flood, we have abused it again. So if it be his will, whatever it is, I'm willing to accept it. Now, about your show and about this conversation, we may be one of the ones in whatever form that we spare the outcome of it all. So, James, I love your show, man. Thanks for letting me share that.
You know, it is amazing to me that we find ourselves in a situation where we are able to bring to light our beliefs and our faith and our desire for the future from so many different perspectives. And Regina is on the line now. And Regina, I want to give you the opportunity. Regina is someone who is a part of the Fantastic Four, who was born in the South area, now resides in South Carolina, who's an educator and a believer of the future for young people, but is fully aware of the dangers that exist. And sometimes she is ahead of the curve related to solutions, and sometimes she is embracing some of the solutions that we share here on the show. So welcome, Regina, and share with us your thoughts and beliefs related to where we are in the world and what role it is you want to play or this show plays for you as we try to move forward both spiritually and politically to find solutions for our existence.
Good evening. It is always a pleasure when I can make it to the show in time, and I've just gotten used to James messing with me about my lateness, but I'm okay. I'm slow, but I'm sure. So as far as the future, you know, I've just been introduced to the world of farming, James, and the idea of farming co-ops. And the idea of going from, and this is my term, going from black to green. at changing the mindset of our young people, getting them to grow fruit and vegetables and selling and making a profit off of that and showing them how this continuous profit can be made, taking their minds away from the drugs or I'm going to be a football player, I'm going to be basketball player, when we know that there are only a few people who will actually go out there and get those multi-million dollar contracts. But teaching them that they can buy a plot of land and continuously make money off of that land, taking the stigma away from black folk working the black soil, because that's what the white folk are doing, and they're just doing it under the guise of being in cooperative. So that's what I'm doing now, and I believe that if we can get our young folks' minds and change their mindset, then we can show them how to grow, how to move forward, and how to have a secure future. Because land ain't going nowhere. Land is going to be here. So that's what I'm doing now for our young people. And I ask for your prayers as I try to work with some farmers as they come into the city to educate us on how we can be successful in this new era of the cooperative or cooperative farming. And I'm just glad that we have this platform that we can share these ideas and share them, actually, James, across the nation. Because as I'm talking here in South Carolina, we have folk who are listening in Arizona, in California, in Florida, in Georgia. And look how much knowledge we're sharing. It is phenomenal. James, you have done a phenomenal job. And we thank you.
Well, I'm going to take a short break, and I hope by that time Kathy would have called in, because she's the last person of the Fantastic Four, and we definitely want to hear from her. And so we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back, and I'm going to change the direction of our conversation.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
Awesome.
Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
first morning dew on a brand new day. I see so many ways that I can love you till the day I die. You're my reality, yet I'm lost in love.
I am a man, given the power to overcome the unexpected, asked to remain unbowed as the winds of change swirl around me. I am a man that knows my place and is fearless as I walk the streets of the world. It is my birthright to control all aspects of my existence while being humble. I am a man searching the roads for the moment that will empower me to uncover my purpose and allow me to rule over my kingdom. I am a man which has been given the characteristics of my Father, ordering me to protect the one who makes me whole and gives me images of myself. I am a man who will display love in a fashion created within my internal spirit, fixated on sharing my love beyond the bounds of my family. I will make sure that my legacy lives within all who cross my path, instilling God's love and motivation. I am a man.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I'm going to revert back, Andre, to the individual that you all are most commonly faced with, because though I am multifaceted, it is important for me to go on record with one of the fixations that I have related to life as it is right now. I like to be inspired by people, and I realize there are a lot of people out there who are a lot smarter than I am. You know, I believe I have a high level of intelligence, but there are people who are truly just smart. And there are times, though, when I face and see things and I become unable to realize how we came to this place, this moment where we have the likes of Donald Trump as our president. I came across a video, and I hope that all of you play it, where it talked about, took one of Donald Trump's speeches and just took it apart and determined that the majority of his speeches are on a fourth grade level. And that he simply talks most of the time in what we call incomplete sentences and in fragments. And after being faced with 8 years of Barack Obama, a Harvard graduate, a Columbia graduate, and having a man like the likes of Donald Trump to question his academic status at those schools, the president was the head of his law review, and we know little or nothing of Donald Trump's college accolades. There is no inspiration to be had by what white America has done to us. And I continue to say that because I need them to know that when we get out of this crooked road that they have created for us, that they were responsible for their lack of judgment. Now we find ourselves with them trying to change Obamacare and place us in reverse in terms of health care for all Americans. I am dismayed and find it difficult to understand what is the light at the end of the tunnel for this situation. And I know that I have to grasp hold and think about God is in control. And I have to relinquish my despair to him. But the realization of the fact that every time I listen to Donald Trump and his continued speaking points, this is a man who does not have any idea of the true reality of the world and where we are. So, Andre, I'm going to let you say your piece about that. But understand that you are part of my foundation to keep me on track, and I will always follow the direction of those of you who mean me the best good. But I still have to be myself and share with the world how crazy it is, the place that we find ourselves in right now. Audrey?
Well, each of us are entitled to our opinions and our outlook, but I'm going to choose to continue on the path on which I started the show. I'm just going to still continue to know that it is God that's in control of everything. I do know that when we read our history and we see the struggles, and whether we read it or watch a movie about it, we're looking at a maximum probably 2 to 1 hour show, except Roots was an extended series. So we visualize some of the pain and the hurt and the disappointment that our forefathers went through. But it is now that we're living through what it is that we're going through, and our children and our children's children will be able to look back and understand that we endured and you know, life continues. And from this endurance that we have, it is up to us to take the actions to make sure that when policies are at hand, we're voting and we're speaking up and we're telling our senators and our representatives, you know, represent us in our views. So let's just know that when we say that we walk by faith and not by sight, that means that James, whether a person is as smart as you or smarter than you, things that logically should occur and with certain votes, that's the way it should be. But the God that we serve is not a respect us person because we don't have to be. He's just that powerful. But yet he's a loving, gentle God. But just know that, yes, I agree with your neighbor. We are created to be here in this particular time, in this particular space. If you think about it, we could have been born at a whole completely different time in life as we know it. But we're in this special place at this special time, but for a special reason, because each of us have an opportunity to do something. And that something is special and unique. And when we start unifying ourselves and start putting our skills and our talents and our knowledge and our experiences to work, it is then that Regina can have an opportunity to help our future leaders understand the importance of farming and land. And while she may not know the ins and outs of farming yet, but she's connecting with the people that do, good God, that's a connection there that will change people that's participating in that effort. That will change their life. And if it's changing their life, it's going to change the life of their children and their children. That's when bonds begin to be broken. So while it may look like we're down, we are surely not out, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And I'm not going to give the satisfaction of one person that because of the way he speaks and what the power that he's after, he's not the controller of my life. And I do know that I care for others. I do know that when elderly people are going to have some needs, that I'm going to do the very best that I can to help them. I do know that when children need to have a education, that I'm going to do the best that I can to help them. I do know that I'm going to do, and I do know that it's others that will do, according to God's will, as D has said. God is the one that's in control, and he will use us to make sure that love overpowers hate every time. In the name of Jesus, I'm confident and expecting nothing less.
Well said, Audrey. I love that answer. Well said.
Yeah, I do too. I think that was the answer, and that's the mindset that we must continue to have in times like these.
And I like the fact that she said that we could have been born in another place, another time, in another country. And the fact that we are born here at this time signify the fact that we have a special purpose, and it's important that we take advantage of the purpose and the talents that God has given us. I love that.
I mean, she was right on it, even when and especially when she said we could have been someplace else. And when it seems so, things are so down, things are so low, then you find something that's going to give you some hope. Hope for your future. Hope for just something to hold on. It's like that rope. And you tie a knot in that rope. And just when you think that knot is unraveling, you grab hold a little tighter and tie another knot. And hold on for a little while longer.
Would you all agree that sometimes it takes times like these for people to really want to get involved? It's almost like going to a funeral where you never know who your relatives are until somebody dies, and then you all come together in that way. Isn't that kind of strange?
Yes, it is, because we go through life being so comfortable and until we face challenges. And then that's what gets us to thinking. We should never be too comfortable in life, because it's not designed to be that way. We are a resilient nation. We are resilient people. But I'm concerned because of all these laws that are changing that are affecting not the young people, but they're affecting us elderly, and particularly the ones that are in the back end of their life, their careers, and for who will be retiring. double concern for the state of Arizona and for the state of Florida, because this is where you got your huge population of retirees. Now, as far as the health care program, it's devastating. But as I was talking earlier today to one of my sisters, when we look at it, we have to stay healthy as people. We have to stay healthy as nation, because particularly when you look at this health care program that they are so busy banding, what I'm looking at on television is not mostly blacks or minorities that has all these extenuating illnesses. Take a look what we're looking at. Now, what they've just done is turned the money over to the state. And like I told my sister, that means that the state has decided if I do get ill for a particular illness, they're going to decide whether or not they want to give me the money. More than likely, guess what? Most minority would not be seeing a crying dime of that. And that's who the Obamacare mainly helped those minorities. But you're looking at all the states that voted for Trump. You're looking at Mississippi, Alabama, and there was another state that three of the most crucial states, and those are the states that's really going to get hit the hardest by the minorities. So what can we do? I think we are survivors. We do what we've always done, but this is our testing point where we have to really dig deep and start talking and communicating. And survival of the fittest. But when we grew up and how we grew up and how we survived is that we leaned on each other. We got to go back to that. You know, we've gotten so relaxed and so comfortable that we figured that we can do it mostly on our own and you don't want to care or whatever. But I grew up in a generation where is that once we got up there, we pull up our sister and brother. That's how we got where we are as a family. That's how we got as we are as a society. So we're going to need to do that. So we got a long road, but like I say, that these are challenging times. And like you said, Dee, these are times like now. It get us out of that comfort zone. Now we can progress and move forward. And I'm just anxious to see where we're going.
Dee, let me just ask you, how do we build an army to defeat this direction that we find ourselves in right now? How do we create an environment to inspire our millennium people, both black, white, Hispanic, Asian, to overcome this old age group that has taken us in reverse?
Well, I think that's easy, and I think you answered it when you came back from break, and that was to look back and to see how did we get here. I think the how is more important sometimes than what's really going on. I think the how and the why is more important than the what is, because when we look at our own race, it is perplexing to me how we got where we are as a people after the 60s, or after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. After the death of, look, when I was a Negro, and I was born a Negro, I didn't become black until after Dr. King died. And so in that, there was a mentality that kind of turned us from where we were supposed to have been going, and the unity that George just spoke of, where we were heaven sent to pull each other up and help one another and encourage one another, where after the King movement and the movement that we saw aspiration in, that we lost our vision. So to answer your question, I think after this mayhem, and if we are blessed by God's grace to get through this, and I'm sure that we will, because like Audrey said and Joyce said, love always prevails. And so in that, but I think what is happening, that, you know, just like when a whining baby and a crying baby, you know, you want to shake them, well, I think we're being shook. And hopefully enough people are paying attention to look at the why or the how did we get here and what necessary steps, even the baby steps, like Miss Regina spoke about, teaching our people how to farm. You know, the Muslims have been saying that forever. Farrakhan knows been saying that forever. But, you know, I think that now at this time we should start paying better attention and taking the baby steps necessary and come down off our little high horse a little bit to where we can hold one another hand and teach a young brother to start loving your brother, loving your sister, and stop disrespecting your sister. And watch what you say. And just because you can say everything, anything, and everything because of the First Amendment, don't mean that you should. So we need to cut back and start taking the baby steps, and so we can find new growth in our new world.
And let me ask you, Regina. You know, we have to recognize that we were at a different place more than 8 years ago, where we were seeking true leadership and understanding and wanting to be inspired and go to a new place. And so that's one of the reasons why it's so hard to believe that we have allowed ourselves to be pulled backwards by this group of individuals who feel like they have been forgotten. How do we reestablish ourselves as a country that wants to move forward and be a solution to the issues that impact the world? How do we get away from this group of people who are trying to make us relive some of the things we thought we had overcome?
Well, James, in thinking about what you said, I'm just learning. And as I start talking about farming and this economic empowerment, I'm just learning these things because what I am or was or have the potential to be one of those disenfranchised persons economically. The way we get away from where we are now is to become powerful in our own right economically. Start making our money. Start having the dollar circulate in the black community a little longer. And once we get past that mindset of what we don't have, do have, we will be a stronger people. Flip it. Stop making everything so negative and that, oh, woe is me. I am powerful beyond measure. And we've got to be able to say that and prove it to ourselves. Once we prove it to ourselves, then, you know, the other folk are going to see that. But then we've got to keep moving once we see that we can do it. Have them chasing us instead of us chasing them.
I agree with her. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I hear you. How you going? Give us your name and where you're calling from. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Shantae Joy.
And Shantae, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts about where we are as a nation, and what steps we need to take to get out of this dark period we find ourselves in?
Well, I think first of all that the black people should realize their power, and I think it's power in the economics. Now we contribute so much money and so much time for the white businesses and the it can be clothes, shoes, anything, and hair products. And, you know, we give so much time and money to these associations, and we're taking money out of our own community. If we put money back in our own community and realize the power that we have in this world, in this economic world, then we begin to stand and to know how powerful we can be.
Yeah, you know, we've been, for the longest, we've known that we contribute a lot to our country. And we've been told that the amount of money that we earn and contribute and spend is larger than some countries. But how do we get to the point where we can pull ourselves together and unify that strength so that we have a greater impact than just our vote? It seems that somehow or another we cannot get to that next level where we truly understand the legacy of our dollar and how we magnify it through working together.
Yeah, I think you know, that it's a pretty hard question when you don't have the mindset to do so. Nobody is going to be on the same page all the time, but it's a mindset. We have to change our minds. And, you know, like I said, I stress that you have to know your power. If you don't know your power, you're not going to, you know, go forward with it. And until we do know that we have some kind of power, we're just going to sit back and watch. And that's a shame. You know, because we need each other, and we can rise up out of all of this now. And, you know, a lot of people years ago went into farming. You know, we farm years, you know, slaves and everything, but now people think they're too good to farm. You know, they think they don't want to get their hands dirty or whatever, but, you know, a lot of times they will live in poverty and things like that. But, you know, we got to get off our high horse and do something about it. Change your mind. Just do it. And stop thinking about it. Stop talking about it. Just do it. It's hard to say when and how we're supposed to do that, but, we just have to do it because nobody's going to do it for us.
All right. We're going to take a final break, and we're going to come back and have our final word. So while we're waiting, while we're doing the break, you all please formulate your final thoughts for the day. And after this break, we'll come back and we'll finish the show.
Nothing is easy because you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I want to do. Out of love and you. La 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 la.
James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Audrey, what are your final thoughts for today?
My final words I would say for today is I am so thankful that the Lord has equipped us and prepared us for anything that we have in front of us. Anything that's brought to us, we have the victory because of Him. And for that, I'm thankful. And no matter what things appear to be, I'm going to continue to walk by faith, not by sight. I know that He gives me the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to take the necessary actions. And He has given me the wisdom in order to make decisions and which will be beneficial not only to myself, but those of our community and our country. So we are able. I just pray for His continued direction and guidance. Continue to strengthen my body with good health and unite with people such as the ones on this call and learning from each other. So thank you.
All right. Joyce, what are your final thoughts for today?
I would like to see the community. You asked what could be done. I would like to see the community come back, and one way to do that is through where long before we used to go to a church for direction, so I would like to see them to play a major important part. I also would like for us to start questioning our resources that we're buying for in our community that is not of our race and color. All these resources that's there, and we need to start questioning them as to how did they come to be there, and what can you do to get there too? You see. So we need to start doing that and questioning where our resources going that we are taking out of our community, so we can try to bring those resources back and we can start working for ourselves as one.
Okay. 6301, what are your final thoughts for today?
My final thought is, yes, we have to come together as a community, and it's a lot of things in our community that we're probably not aware of that we that's available to us that we can try to utilize, and I believe that if we reach out, ask questions, you know, talk to people, see what our resources are, and everything. When we come together, then we can start building things, you know, start building something stronger and stronger and helping each other financially, agriculturally, you know, with the knowledge and the knowledge that was not available to us before. We can seek out, you know, and try to make our community better and grow and prosper.
All right. Regina, your final thoughts for the day?
I just like to thank the caller for echoing what I've been saying during this program and with economic development and rebuilding our minds and just moving exactly the way we need to be, and especially with Audrey also with her, you know, faithfulness and reminding us that God loves our faithfulness and not our emotional fears.
All right. Dee, what is your final thought for today?
Well, I'll tell you, time does fly when we're having fun, plus I had to sign off for a minute. But look, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, and thank you for being there for me. This is my therapy. This is my ongoing therapy. And so take it one day at a time for the most part. That's something that I have to do every day as regards to all matters. So I encourage everybody that's kind of apprehensive about the situation. Take it one day at a time and stay prayerful and faithful. And as always, we will get through it. Thank you.
You know, I believe we will get through this. I just am concerned about how much damage will be done as we come out on the other side. You know, we have to be mindful that this second term election will bring us some relief if we're able to get ourselves in order before the election comes. And we have to make sure we call a spade, and not let the Republican Party get away with diffusing the anger that is going to be created by some of the steps that they take. We have to make sure we realize and understand that we have to come to the table at full force. My high school coach used to say, you need to kill a gnat with a sledgehammer. You understand? Don't do just enough. You got to do more than enough. And so I'm encouraging those of you out there to be full of the enthusiasm that is necessary to steamroll the Republican Party. We need to steamroll the Republican Party and regain control of the House, the Senate, and an executive branch. It is time for us to take back control and not relinquish it, especially to people who are not deserving. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And I'll be here with you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for us to continue our conversation about the things that impact our lives now and in the future. Take care, everybody, and thank you so much for your continued support.
Wait a minute, this is too deep. I gotta change the station so I